How good it is to sing together as God's people. Amen.
我们能一起欢唱是多么快乐的事情。
Before we get started, I'd like to draw your attention in your bulletin is an index card.
我们还没开始之前，先跟大家讲一下，周报打开来哈，里面有一个这个小小的这个卡片。
And we want to write down on this card things that we're thankful for.
我们就在上面写我们今年特别能够向神感恩的事情。
And then after our worship service, we'll take a short break, and then we will gather back together.
好，然后我们聚会完以后，我们会可以大家去洗手间，然后我们再回来。
We'll put a microphone up here and just take turns coming up and giving thanks.
好，然后我们就会有麦克风在前面，然后大家就排好队，然后就轮流上来，我们把这个感恩献上给我们的上帝。
So as you are listening very carefully and intently to the message.You'll suddenly think of something and you can write it down.
如果你们等一下听我讲到的时候，突然想到一个很感恩的事情，就赶快写下来。
Now let's turn to a marvelous text, Psalm 118.
好，我们来读这个经文哈，是非常非常的有很棒的一个经文。
We read a portion of this text and of this psalm in the beginning of the service. Now we're going to read another portion.
记不记得刚才我们刚开始的时候，我们已经有念了一段这个诗篇118篇。我们现在来念另外一段。
The psalmist is giving thanks to God.
我们就是来向耶和华称谢。
So let's stand and read this together first in English.
好，我们请起立来恭读神的话。
And then after that in Chinese.
我们先念英文，然后再念中文。
Psalm 118 and verse 14. The Lord is my strength and my song; He has become my salvation.Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness.That I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation.
好，我们来念中文诗篇118篇14到21节，开始。耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他也成了我的拯救，在义人的帐篷里。有欢呼拯救的声音，耶和华的右手施展大能，耶和华的右手高举，耶和华的右手施展大能，我必不致死，为要存活，并又要传扬耶和华的作为。耶和华虽严严地惩治我，却未曾将我交于死亡，给我敞开义门，我要进去称谢耶和华。这是耶和华的门，义人要进去。我要拯谢你，因为你已经应允我，又成了我的拯救。
Father in heaven, we do love to come before you, singing your praise.
哦，是的，亲爱的天父，我们真的是很高兴，我们今天能够来这里来称颂你。
Lord, who are we that we could do this?
我们算什么呢？我们竟可以如此做。
We are your redeemed.
我们已经被救赎了。
We are your children.
我们是你的儿女们。
We are citizens of the kingdom.
我们是你天国的公民。
We are those bought by the blood of the Lamb.
是因为你耶稣基督的宝血洗净了我们。
And we give you thanks for your love and we worship you for your grace.
是的，我们就在这里来称谢你的爱。
Lord, we want to continue and worship as we look into your word.
我们在看你经文的时候，主啊，我们心中就要有这个敬拜的心。
Please give us ears to hear and eyes to see.
让我们有耳的就当听，有眼的就当看。
That we could continue to follow you, to know you, and to make you known.
让我们就能够继续来认识你，而且能够把你告诉周围的人。
We pray in Jesus' name and for His glory.
奉主耶稣基督荣耀的名。
Amen. Please be seated.
好，请坐。
It's a famous statue. You might have seen it before. It's called the Thinker.
大家都知道哈，这个就是罗丹很著名的雕像，叫沉思者。
What is he thinking about?
你们觉得他在想什么呢？
Where did I put my clothes?
他是想说，哎，我的衣服在哪儿啊？
No.
当然不是了。
If we want to know what he's thinking about, perhaps we should see where he's sitting.
好，那我们如果想知道他在想什么呢？我们来看看他到底在哪里。
The original statue is much smaller.
那个原来的那个雕像是比较小一点。
So is this man sitting at the gates of hell?
所以这个就是地狱之门，好，然后他是坐在那个地狱之门的那个上边。
French artist Auguste Rodin worked on this statue for 37 years.
这个法国艺术家罗丹，他花了37年才雕了这个地狱之门。
Till the day of his death in 1917.
然后他1917年他去世的时候才完成。
This is a brilliant depiction of modern man.
其实这真的是对现代人的精彩描绘。
We're surrounded by increasing evil.
大家都知道这个世代充满了邪恶。
There's war, oppression, corruption, pollution.
这个世界充满了战争、贫穷、迫害、疾病、污染。
Our world seems to be devolving more and more towards the gates of hell.
所以你看各种各样这种腐败乱成一团，我们越来越接近地狱之门。
And here is modern man sitting there thinking,
然后你看这个人，他在那边坐在那边，想半天。
Maybe he's thinking about political theories.
也许他在想一想，是不是有些政治理论呢
？Thinking about philosophy, about good and evil, and epistemology, and
也许他在想想看啊，这个邪恶良善，再想想看这个哲学。
What in the world is he doing?
这人到底在做什么呢
？This is no time to sit.And think.
其实现在真的不是我们坐下来胡思乱想的时候。
As we say in Texas, I might be stupid, but I'm not a fool.
就像德州人常常说，我可能很愚蠢，可是我不是傻瓜。
We're going to stand up and we're going to move away from the gates of hell.
我们就是要站起来，我们要远离这个地狱之门。
Just like you can't have an up without a down, you can't have good without evil. We're going to head away from the evil and towards the good.
就像没有低潮就没有高潮，没有黑暗就没有光，没有良善就没有邪恶。
We are among those we want to approach the gates of heaven and say, "Please open up."
所以，我们现在在座的每一位，我们是在走向往天堂的路上去。
Open to me the gates of righteousness that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
就像我们刚刚读的19章，给我敞开一门，我要进去称谢耶和华。
Why do we do that?
我们为什么要称谢呢
？Why do we not sit around thinking, but instead we boldly,
为什么
with great hope, with great humility, we come before the gates of heaven and say, please open.
为什么我们还要这样子在想半天说，可是我们就是要有勇气，要有谦卑的心，要有盼望的说，给我敞开一门。
That's what we want to look at in this psalm.The first thing, the psalmist says, he gives thanks to God because God has done great things.
对他刚开始就说，因为神做了大作为，所以他要称谢耶和华。
All through the beginning of the psalm, he's giving thanks to God for His salvation. He has done great things.
因为神给我们的救赎了，神这是神的大作为。
And he makes it clear, salvation is not so much about being saved from something as being saved.For something.
所以与其说整这个救赎呢是要从某件事物中被救赎出来，还不如说是要为某个目的被救赎出来。
It's being saved for heaven.
是要为了上，为了让我们应天上天堂。
The gates of righteousness lead to something beautiful and good that God has created.
所以这个通往义门是神给我们这个很美好的一个地方，引导我们进入天堂。
Now our world, our culture today often wants us to be ashamed of righteousness.
其实我们这个世界常常，这个世代常常让我们觉得说，要公义是一件很羞耻的事情。
Tells us to be ashamed of holiness.
叫我们为圣洁而来感到羞耻。
Even says talking about righteousness is a hateful thing to do.
好像我们常在讲公义，公义好像是很可恨的。
We say no, we are not ashamed.
我们不会因此而羞耻。
I'm not ashamed of righteousness.
我不会因为公义而羞耻。
I'm not ashamed of the promise of the Bible of heaven.
我不会说因为神应许我们上天堂而羞耻。
Not ashamed of the gospel.
我们不会因为福音而羞耻。
And righteousness leads us to paradise.
因为义门要领导我们入天堂。
Bible says heaven is going to be something awesome.
天堂将是一个很美好的地方。
Now when God first put Adam in paradise, Adam was alone.
上帝刚刚把这个亚当放在伊甸园的时候，他本来只是一个人。
He walked with God, and God brought all the animals before him for Adam to name.
所以那时候，神就把所有的动物给他，然后让他来取名字。
But no one was found suitable for him. He was still alone.
可是他非常的寂寞，没有一个动物合适他。
And then God gave Eve to Adam as a wife.
然后来神就创造了夏娃，把她给亚当当做妻子。
What do you think Adam did when he woke up and suddenly found this extremely beautiful naked woman smiling at him?
那你觉得那个时候亚当不是刚醒过来吗？他在天堂里看到这么美的不得了的女人，你觉得他的反应是什么呢？
Well, he sat down and thought,
他会坐下来这样想一想吗？
I don't think so. I think he probably fell to his knees and said, "Oh, dear God, thank you."
我想他一定会说，哎呀，亲爱的上帝啊，太感谢你了。
And then maybe said, "Do you want to take a walk or a swim? I can make a picnic lunch for us, and we can talk. I want to know all about you."
他一定是会跟夏娃说，哎呀，你是想散步啊，或是游泳啊，然后我们也许可以有个这个野餐的午餐，然后我们可以聊一聊，我想了解你的一切。
That's what the Bible says heaven is going to be like, a groom bringing his bride into paradise in his mansion.
所以其实这就是圣经所说的，将来天堂是什么呢？就是他的新郎跟新娘一起 在他的这个天堂里。
There are many ways that we could summarize the whole story of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
所以从创世纪到启示录，我们有很多很多方法可以来总结一本圣经。
One of those ways is it is simply a love story.
其实这就是神爱的故事。
This is God's plan to kill the dragon and get the girl and bring her to his mansion.
所以简而化之，就是说神的计划就是杀死那个巨龙，而且救了他的新娘。
So we say, "Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter in and give thanks to the Lord."
所以我们才会说，给我敞开一门，让我能够进去称谢耶和华。
And we are not ashamed of the righteousness.
我们不会因此而感到羞耻。
Many years ago, my mother was sitting in her house here in Houston, knitting in front of the fireplace.
多年前，我的母亲坐在她休斯顿的家，然后她在那个壁炉前面在织毛衣。
And as she was knitting, she looked and she saw a line at the back of the fireplace.
然后呢，她就在一边织毛衣，就突然看到那个壁炉后面好像有一条线。
She saw a glowing line and thought, "Is that a crack?"
然后看好像有个裂缝，是不是在发光呢？
So she went and called the fire department and told them what she saw.
所以她就赶快打电话给这个消防队员，告诉他们说我看到这个东西。
And the fireman said, "Lady."
然后那个消防队员才说，女士啊。
And the phone went dead.
结果电话就断掉了。
Her attic was on fire.
结果她的阁楼着火了。
Fortunately, the firemen were able to rush out there and keep the whole house from burning down.
所以消防队员及时赶到，房子没有烧掉。
And they repaired it, but she no longer has a fireplace.
可是他们就把它修护了，可是已经没有壁炉了。
But if you do have a fireplace, you want that thing to be rock solid, strong, without any cracks in it.
可是如果大家都想要有壁炉的话，你希望那个旁边的石头是很坚固、很稳固的吧？
And see, that fireplace doesn't just protect you from the fire, it protects the fire so that you can enjoy it.
可是那个石头并不是保护我们免受于火灾的伤害，是它为我们保护那个火，让我们能够保暖。
And then in the same way, God's righteousness protects good, beautiful things for us to enjoy.
所以同样的，神的公义律法会保护我们，给我们伟大的祝福。
God's righteousness protects love and romance.
比如说，他保护我们的爱情，还有浪漫史。
If you keep the love and romance, In the rock-solid fireplace, it can keep the home warm for all your life.
如果我们将我们的爱跟浪漫使保护在上帝律法的保护范围之内，我们就会拥有幸福温暖的家。
But if we compromise, let cracks form, it can burn the whole house down.
可是我们如果去违反这些律法，我们就会有裂缝，然后那个火就会散发出来，把我们的房屋烧光光。
If our country keeps going the way it is, it might burn the whole country down.
如果我们国家再继续往现在的路，我们国家可能就会被毁灭。
We're not ashamed of righteousness.
我们不因为上帝的公义感到羞耻。
Leads us to paradise.
他会把我们带入天堂。
We're not proud.
我们不是很骄傲。
We're not judgmental.
我们也不去论断。
We're thankful.
我们非常的感恩。
Open to me the gates of righteousness.
所以打开这个义门。
Everything that God has created calls for an ambitious response of praise.
神创造的每一切造物者都需要对神有热切还有迫不及待的回应。
And I have to stop and apologize. I don't know why the Chinese is not there.
We just put it in this morning. 我们今天才刚放上去，结果没有在上面。
So you just have to listen more carefully.
所以你们更专心的听了。
Everything God has created calls for a humble but a bold, ambitious response of thanksgiving.
所以每一个神创造的被造物都需要对神有热切还有迫不及待的回应，感恩的回应。
This week, hopefully, you'll sit down to a feast with family and friends.
也许这个礼拜大家会有一个感恩的聚会聚餐。
And when you see that feast, are you going to sit down and go, hmm?
然后你看到那个聚餐的时候，你会都不吃吗？然后就坐在那边，想半天。
I will say thank you. Let's dig in.
你明明说，哎呀，我们赶快吃吧。
Last summer, my sister and her husband took their two daughters to Disney World.
好，去年夏天，我的姐姐跟她的先生带两个女儿去那个佛罗里达的迪士尼乐园。
They didn't even know that's where they were going.
我不晓得说那是他们要去。
But they brought them to the entrance of Disney World in Florida.
哦，小朋友不知道是要去，结果他们爸爸妈妈带他们去，到了门口。
And my two nieces sat down and said, hmm.
你觉得想个两个女孩会这样坐在那边是想半天吗？
No, they screamed, yay, thank you, and they ran in.
那当然不会了，他们太高兴了，就冲进去了。
Now, you could, what if you could go to Disney World and it's just you?
好，想想看，如果就说你一个人去迪士尼乐园，就你一个人。
You don't have to wait in any lines. You can go do whatever you want.
整个这个乐园都是你的，你不必排队。
That would be boring, even depressing.
这样会不会觉得好像沮丧，很悲哀吧？
If you go to a beautiful, huge feast, a big table set, but you're all alone.
对啊，如果你去一个吃一个这个宴席，然后就你一个人。
That also would be, at least it would be boring, right?
真的是很无聊，对不对？
The best thing about heaven is that God is there.
你知道天堂最棒的事情是什么？是神在那儿。
And we will be there with Him.
而且我们跟他，我们的百姓跟他一同在那里。
And as His people, we will be giving thanks and praise, and it will be paradise.
所以我们就是要在天堂，我们就是来称谢他，颂扬他。
So we say, open to me the gates of righteousness that I could give thanks to the Lord.
所以我们才要说敞开义门，我们要走进去称谢耶和华。
Okay, there's a second thing the psalmist gives thanks to God for.
好，我们还有第二个，为什么要感谢呢？称谢呢？
One, God has done great things and salvation is being brought into a great blessed place.
因为上帝给我们很大的祝福，他给我们救赎。
The second thing, the psalmist very smoothly, naturally says something completely different.
好，刚刚是很大的祝福，现在第二个，他讲得很自然的另外一个要感谢的话。
Thank you, God, and without skipping a beat, says, I shall not die.But I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but He has not given me over to death.
所以十七、十八节是说，我必不致死，仍要存活，并要传扬耶和华的作为。 耶和华虽严严的惩治我，却未将我交于死地。这是第二个他要感恩的地方。
So、the second thing the psalmist gives thanks for is that God has trained him in righteousness.
他会在我们公义的路上锻炼我们。
Thank you, God, for disciplining me and for training me in righteousness.
就是神要在公义的路上，就是来管教我们，锻炼我们。
Just this past week, we went to the Magnolia High School cross country banquet. Matthew's in cross country.
所以我儿子他是在这个越野队，然后上个礼拜我们去参加一个宴会。
And during the banquet, all the seniors got to stand up and give their goodbye speech because it was their last year.
所以很多这个当任的这个毕业生，他们就站起来，然后就跟大家讲一些话。
And every one of them during the speech turned to the coach, said, "Thank you for training me."
然后几乎每一个毕业生都会跟那个教练说：“谢谢你，谢谢你这么辛苦的培训我们。”
Sometimes it was very difficult. Sometimes it was very painful. Thank you.
虽然说这个训练的过程很辛苦，而且有的时候非常的痛苦，可是他们就是存那个感恩的心。
I have a vivid memory of my own high school track days.
其实我自己以前也是在越野队。
I remember at 6 in the morning, Kyle LaBeouf crawling on the ground, throwing up.
我还记得我那个时候早上6点的时候，我们就要训练，我还记得我这样在地上爬，我都快要吐出来了。
And begging for somebody to kill him.
然后我就想说，哎呀，就让我死了吧。
He just kept dry heaving.
然后我就一边吐一边爬，一边吐一边爬。
And Coach Poole just stood there, no mercy at all.
然后我的教练就这样看着我，他一点都不可怜我。
Kyle, when are you going to learn?
然后他就说，你什么时候才要学会呢？
Why don't you listen to me?
你就听我的吧。
We give thanks when coaches train us.
所以我们真的是就跟我们的教练说谢谢。
And in similar way, we give thanks to God for His discipline.
所以同样的，我们对神也是有可以同样的感恩。
You see, even though the Bible exalts righteousness, it makes it very clear that God meets us where we are.
虽然我们知道圣经高举公义，可是我们也很知道神在我们生命中最黑暗的时候是与我们亲近的。
He doesn't meet us in a beautiful palace with righteous men dressed in fine clothing.
他不是说啊，在那个一个宫殿里面，很干净的宫殿里面，然后大家穿着很高级的衣饰的那个里面跟我们相遇。
No, he meets us where we are alone in the dark, ashamed of our sin.
他是在我们在罪恶跟挣扎的时候，我们在黑暗的时候，我们在痛苦的时候，他与我们相遇。
He meets us where we're standing next to a pile of ashes.
他是在我们在身穿那个蒙灰的时候，他与我们相遇。
Jesus was born on a very dark, lonely night.
其实耶稣也是啊，他在一个黑暗的一个晚上出生的。
That's where he comes to us.
他就是这样子来到我们当中。
Have you ever met one of those people who says, "Oh yeah, I don't need that religious stuff. I live in the real world."
你们有没有听过有些人说，哎呀，我就不需要那种宗教，我活在现实的生活当中。
I don't need those pie in the sky fairy tales. I need reality.
我不需要那种梦幻式的童话故事，我活在现实的生活当中。
Say to them, "You must have never read the Bible, right?"
你们可以告诉他们，你大概没念过圣经吧。
We see all kinds of darkness in the Bible. We see seedy drama.
其实圣经里面有记载的非常非常。各种各样的肮脏污秽。
We see petty family squabbles that devolve into disaster and crime.
我们看到家人们不是争吵吗？结果演变成非常可耻的犯罪，还有苦难。
We see dirty political maneuvering and cutthroat tactics everywhere.
我们看到很肮脏的政治策略，还有激烈的战术。
This book is fierce in dealing with reality and meeting us where we are.
其实这本书在处理现实问题上面是毫不让步的，而且它与我们相遇。
They once asked a famous old preacher, Charles Spurgeon. He led the Great Awakening in America. They asked him how he defended the Bible against his critics.
大家大概应该都知道斯布珍那个传教士，有人问他，就是他这个美国大觉醒、属灵大复兴的那一位，有人问他，你怎么为圣经来辩护呢？
He said, I don't defend it. I would rather defend a lion.
他说你不需要护卫圣经，就像你也不需要敢为狮子一样。
This book meets us where we are.
因为这本书与我们心中相遇。
It's living and active.
神的话是活泼的，自私、骄傲，还有贪婪的心说话。
We see rampant racism and ugly hatred and deceptive oppression.
我们到处看到都是种族歧视、仇恨、欺骗性的迫害，非常的丑陋。
So some people, yes, are too cultured and sophisticated for that kind of stuff.
有些人他们真的是比较高尚一点哈，他们的这个很老练。
But for the rest of us, we say, yes, that's my life. Been there, done that.
有些人不会被这些事情所影响，可是对我们其他的人来说，
I'm guilty of participating, condoning some embarrassingly shameful behavior.
说这就是我的生活，我也常常参与，还有纵容一些不好的事情，我也常常觉得很内疚。
But I am not going to die. I am going to live.
可是我不会死，我会活着。
God has disciplined me. He has trained me in righteousness, and for that I give thanks.
因为上帝救了我，他在他公义的路上为我敞开一门，管教我。
One of the best pictures of God's discipline in the Bible is the story of Jonah.
圣经中有一个管教最好的书，就是这个约拿书。
You know the story of Jonah and the whale.
就是约拿跟那个鲸鱼大鱼。
Jonah was full of hatred and racism and very unrighteous thoughts towards his enemies.
所以他约拿是充满仇恨，还有他有种族歧视，而且他不想跟他的敌人示好。
And God told Jonah, "I want you to go and tell your enemies about me."
上帝神要约拿去跟他的敌人分享福音。
Jonah said, "Of course not. They don't deserve it." And he went the other direction.
然后他就往另外一边去了，因为他说这些人根本就不配知道你的福音。
And so God sent a storm and had Jonah thrown overboard and swallowed by a big fish.
所以神就把他扔到海里，一条大鱼就吞了他。
And then Jonah, in that discipline, he recognized his own pride, his own selfishness, his own wickedness, and he repented and gave thanks to God.
所以约拿就看到自己的骄傲、自己的自私，他就悔改了，他就去跟敌人分享福音。
So then the fish vomited him up, and he went to his enemies, told them about God.
所以那个鱼就把他吐出来，然后让他去跟那个尼尼微改。
And suddenly Jonah felt very angry and hateful again.
然后约拿心中又不舒服了，又充满了愤怒跟憎恨。
So angry he wanted to die.
我要他们死。
And God said, "I had compassion on you. Why shouldn't I have compassion on them?"
神说我怜悯你，我也要怜悯他们啊。
And you read Jonah's story, and you say, "Wow, God is so merciful, so great, so loving."
然后我们看了约拿的故事，我们就会说，哇，上帝对这个人怎么这么有爱心，这么以恩慈相待呢？
He didn't just show compassion on Jonah; he trained Jonah to have love and compassion for his enemies.
所以他在这段日子，他也是这样子来锻炼。来操练约拿，让他能够也有恩慈待人。
Even though at the end of the book Jonah is angry, his message is God is merciful, and He's teaching us to have mercy.
所以其实约拿他最后还是生气的，可是他也学到了说神就是这么有耐性，他要我们用以恩慈怜悯待人。
That's what we want our lives to proclaim. We want our lives to be an expression of thanksgiving for God's mercy.
所以我们的生活也是应该要这样子，我们来称谢他，我们来告诉别人，我们的神是多么有怜悯的神。
To say that God doesn't just love you in this abstract religious sense.
所以我们要知道，神不是这样子很抽象的，在这个宗教上面来爱你而已。
He actually likes you the way you like a friend.
其实他喜欢我们在座的每一个人，就像我们喜欢我们的朋友一样。
And he doesn't just like some future perfect form of you.
他不是说喜欢我们将来那个复活的形体。
He likes the messy, ignorant form of you now.
他喜欢我们目前每一个人的无知的、缓慢的、混乱的形体。
No offense.
不是说我们太那么糟糕哈。
So we say, "Open to me the gates of righteousness."
所以他才说， 给我敞开一门，我要进去称谢耶和华。
That I could give thanks to the Lord.
称谢耶和华。
I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
我不以福音为耻。
It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
因为福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
Here's Alexander Fleming, man who discovered penicillin.
好，这个是发明青霉素的人，亚历山大·弗莱明。
If ever anybody had an accomplishment that was worth trusting in and resting on, it would be him.
所以其实他是那种非常有成就，而且每个人都很信赖他，每个人都愿意依靠他的人。
Because of his work, millions of people were saved, both friends and enemies.
所以就是因为他的大成就，很多数百万的人得到了医治，包括他的朋友，还有他的敌人。
Be so easy for him to say, "Surely God will let me into His heaven. I've done such great stuff."
然后他也已经可以跟神讲说：“你看我这么厉害，我一定可以进天堂吧。”
My greatest discovery was that I needed God, that I was nothing without Him, and that He loved me and showed His love by sending Jesus to save me.
可是他怎么说呢？他说：“我最大的发现就是我需要神，没有他，我什么都不是。”他爱我，而且借着差遣耶稣基督拯救我来表达他的爱。
That's the kind of attitude I want to have.
这也是我自己想要有这样子的态度。
My life to be an expression of thanksgiving.
所以我的生活是一个感恩的生活。
Here's Nick Foles, 2017 Super Bowl MVP, beat Tom Brady.
对啊，所以你看这个尼克福尔斯，他是这个橄榄球超级杯的这个最有价值的球员。
And everyone says he's a good guy, a great guy.
很多人都说，哎呀，这个人很棒，很好的一个人。
He was interviewed on TV a few weeks ago because of an injury he had.
因为他最近受伤了，所以人家在采访他。
He couldn't play because he was injured.
因为受伤了，所以没有办法现在打橄榄球。
He said, "My life and significance is not found in football. I'm in this for one reason, that is to minister to people and to glorify God in my life."
所以他怎么说呢？他说我的生活还有意义在橄榄球中找不到。我之所以会这样做，是出一个原因，是为了服侍人们，而且在我一生当中来荣耀上帝。
I'm sure the TV producers were scrambling, cut to commercial.
我想一定很多那个电视制作人听到他在讲上帝，赶快想要切入广告。
I've got one point, that is to let people know about the life of Jesus Christ and the life found in Him.
所以他说我的重点是什么呢？我要让人家知道耶稣基督的生命，还有在耶稣基督里面找到的这种新生命。
That's what we want to say with our lives.
所以我们也希望我们也能这样子，对不对？
Got one more. Here's Barbara Duguid.
还有个这个芭芭拉·杜吉德
，She grew up on the mission field.
她是在这个宣教工厂长大的。
Came back and got a degree in medical technology, and then went back to the mission field.
然后她回到国内，然后得到了医学技术学位，然后她又去这个宣教工厂。
If ever anyone thought, "Oh, she's done such good stuff. She served in a missionary hospital laboratory."
然后大家都觉得哇，这个人好厉害哦，在一个宣教的医院的实验室里面工作。
So surely because she's done such great stuff, she can get into heaven.
大家也觉得哇，你看这么伟大的成就，可以上天堂吧
？The heavenly hosts aren't saying, "Aren't these humans amazing?" They're saying, "Isn't God amazing that He hasn't blown them up?"
可是你知道他怎么说吗？他说天上的使者不是在说，哎呀，这些人真不可思议吧？其实他们是在说，上帝太不可思议了，居然还没有毁灭他们。
She knows she's sinful and undeserving, and she ambitiously gives thanks to God for His righteousness and for training her in righteousness.
所以他知道他自己是罪人，他真的充满了罪恶，所以他为神的救赎献上感谢。
Now listen to this. She returned from the mission field, and she's with her family now in Pennsylvania, planning a church.
好，大家仔细听哈，她现在已经从宣教工厂回来了。她跟她的家人正在宾州植堂。
Parents in particular, I want you to listen to what she says, talking about working with young people.
好，在座有父母的人，请要仔细听，因为这是讲说怎么样跟孩子之间的这个交流。
Every week, I counsel young people from solid Christian homes who are undone by their own sin.
他说，每一周我都会为那些坚信主的基督徒家庭年轻人提供心理咨询，然后这些年轻人因为自己的罪，在罪中打转。
As parents, we are sometimes more invested in protecting our children from the sinful influences of this world than we are in preparing them for the deep sinfulness of their own hearts.
因为常常我们当爸爸妈妈的哈，有时候我们保护我们的小孩子免受世界上的罪恶影响，其实多于预备他们心里面来面对他沉浸在内心深处的那个罪恶。
We can protect our children. Sometimes from the evil in the world.
我们有的时候可以保护我们的孩子免于世界的这个罪恶影响。
But we also want to train them. How do you deal with the wickedness in your own heart?
我们是不是要想到我们来怎么样来让小孩子操练来面对他们心中深处的那个罪恶呢？
Those thoughts in your mind, in your heart, that you don't want anyone else to know about. You're so ashamed of them.
其实我们每一个人可能心中都有一些事情，我们想的一些事情，我们都不希望让别人知道。
How do I deal with those?
Pardon?
How do I deal with those?
我们要怎么样来处理这些心中的不义呢？
Well, with boldness, with confidence, with humility, we come before the throne, get on our knees, and we say, "Dear God, I'm sorry. Help me."
所以我们就应该热切急迫的，我们就来谦卑的来到神的面前，屈膝认罪，然后向上帝称谢。
We say, "Dear God, save me. Open to me the gates of righteousness."
我们说，神啊，求你救我，给我敞开一门，让我能够进去称谢耶和华。
We don't sit down and say, "Hmm."
我们应该不会再坐下来这边，胡思乱想吧。
What do I do with this heart?
我对我这个这么罪恶的心要怎么样来处理呢？
We come before God with humility, with boldness, giving thanks.
我们就来到神的面前，谦卑的、大胆的来跟他称谢。
He has done great things.
因为他有他的大作为。
He meets us where we are in the pit of our own shame and gives life.
所以我们在哪里，他就在哪里，他就在那里跟我们相遇。
He gently picks us up and teaches us to walk.
他轻轻地把我们扶起来，然后教导我们如何走这个天路。
Teaches us to fight the good fight.
他教导我们打那美好的仗。
Teaches us to go out and tell others.
他教导我们怎么样去告诉别人这个好消息。
But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He has loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ.
因为神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
And so we give thanks. Amen.
所以我们来称谢耶和华。Amen.
Amen. Let's pray.
低头祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you that you teach us to pray.
亲爱的天父啊，谢谢你教导我们如何祷告。
And you make it clear, Lord, you do not want us to feel to be full of shame.
你清楚地明白告诉我们，我们不要羞耻。
You want us to feel forgiven.
我们要知道你已经饶恕了我们。
You want us to feel loved and liked and cherished and cared for.
你要我们知道说你是深深地爱着我们，你很珍惜我们。
Well, we pray if there's anyone in this room that feels far away from you.
如果我们在座有任何人觉得好像离你很远的时候，
We pray, Lord Jesus, they could hear you saying, "Come to me."
希望这些人可以听到说来吧，来到我这里。
To come before you and say, "Oh God, I'm sorry. Oh God, help me."
来到神的面前说，神啊，对不起，求你帮助我。
God, we want to live lives that give you thanks.
我们要活一个感恩的生活，称谢耶和华的生活。
Not because we are good people, but because you are a great God.
不是因为我们多好，而是因为我们的上帝多好。
Well, we thank you. You've made it clear.Church is not for good people or wise people or humble people. It is for the redeemed of your Son, Jesus Christ.
我们知道这个教会说不是为了好人而设立的，而是为我们这种谦卑的人，愿意接受主耶稣救赎的人而设立的。
So we give you thanks again. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the cross.
再一次，主啊，我们为你的宝贵十字架向你献上感谢。
We thank you for your love.
谢谢你对我们的爱。
Thank you for the power of your spirit.
谢谢你圣灵给我们的力量。
We want you to be glorified in our church.
我们要让你在我们这个教会得着荣耀。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.